This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell, the man who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, you're wearing orange. I guess that's because you're in a Halloween mood.
Orange and black.
There you go.
No, I love Halloween. I like all the holidays. But, you know, I do love Halloween. And there's a couple of things that I like to hear or watch or think about during this holiday every year. So I thought, what better to talk about this week as we get ready for it?
Well, let's see. Halloween is actually on a Monday this year, so you have the full weekend to get ready.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can go to various parties or functions or whatever, but there's some things that I like that I either hear or I watch every year as part of, like, a tradition. So, I mean, I think the classic is the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I'm sure they'll rerun it at least once more before Halloween on ABC. Mm-hmm. They tend to always run the different Charlie Brown specials. But that's a classic, and I think it reminds you of, you know, your childhood or whatever because it's been on for so long.
Do you think it's different? When I was growing up, and I love It's Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, it was on one night and one night only. So you had to make sure you were in front of the television, you had the popcorn popped, and that was the night.
Now
it's on DVD.
Run it once or twice, but it is on DVD, and that's
how I...
That
doesn't seem to be the same.
Yeah, that's how I watch it now, is I have a box set of the different ones, mm-hmm. And it is a little bit different, you know, but who watches anything at one time now?
I know.
Other than maybe the Super Bowl, there's not a... You know, the Academy Awards, the Super Bowl, one or two other things. There's
election
not
coverage,
that.
Right.
Yeah. There's not that one thing that causes you to, you know, stay home and watch it. But, yeah, I mean, the thing that's so amazing about that and Thanksgiving and then, of course, their Christmas special is they just hold up so well.
What do you think that is?
It's got to be the writing. I think that they really... They really hit the nail on the head when they're dealing with the way those characters talk, and the fact that they are still on every year for those three holidays, and then I know they also do New Year's and
Valentine's Day.
You know, really proves that even when they're not they're not everywhere like they once were, you know. They're not as popular. They're not all over lunchboxes or all that anymore. But at least for the holidays, they are really, you know, they still surface. And it also says, too, that the new generation knows the Peanuts primarily from holidays. Mm-hmm. So... you know, if they only know them by the holiday specials, well, then that's great because they've really mastered, you know, the holiday special.
Okay, now for Halloween, which is a holiday that celebrates monsters and ghosts and goblins, that's a pretty benign choice. You have anything that scares you a little bit more?
Well, I have some things that I watch every year that I really love but they're not terribly scary. I mean, I love Hocus Pocus, that ridiculously terrible Bette Midler movie. I watch it every Halloween, partly because of how bad it is, and yet enjoyable. And then, you know, I love the Monster Mash. I have that on constant rotation every year.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
And
the Crypt Kickers.
Yeah, to the dismay of my spouse and our dogs who hate it. And then I always pull out the Roseanne series because they have a special DVD of all of their Halloween episodes. And they're one of the only shows, a lot of shows do like one Halloween episode every 5 years, or they'll do a Christmas episode almost every year. But Roseanne built their fall around a Halloween episode every year. And they did them almost every year that that show was on. And they really stand up. But I don't have like, you know, I like Psycho, I like some other stuff, but I don't have a scary thing. I'm sure you do.
Well, I would like to sit down on a Halloween night or maybe the night before Halloween when trick-or-treaters aren't going to be coming and get some of my favorite really scary movies and watch them.
Okay, so what are your favorites?
Well, I'm a sucker for the old 1930s Universal horror movies, which I first saw on late night television as a kid. So Boris Karloff is the Frankenstein monster. Bela Lugosi is Dracula. They're not so scary now, but they set the mood.
Mm-hmm.
The black and white, the wonderful photography, the music, especially in Bride of Frankenstein, wonderful.
Right.
And, of course, I think the greatest movie ever made is the original King Kong.
Uh-huh.
Best screaming ever, Fay Wray. And then if I have the nerve, I might try to slip The Exorcist into the DVD player and see if I can hang with that for 2.5 hours.
A lot of people say like The Exorcist or Silence of the Lambs or something like that, but I don't know. For whatever reason, I see those as movies that I can watch
at any time.
At any time. So I don't really, you know, but associate them. But I do get your point about the 30s movies, and if you wanted a newer one that nobody saw, would be Ed Wood.
Fantastic.
The Tim Burton movie.
Yes.
And his Nightmare Before Christmas and Corpse Bride both were really popular too.
And there was another one that he did, I thought, that was based on a children's book?
Coraline.
Coraline?
I don't know if he did it or if he produced it or whatever, but those three always seem to have a lot of rotation on, like, ABC Family, and they're popular. And then, of course, the classic, which is terrible. It's just terrible. But the first 30 minutes are great, and that's Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know? And then they get to, after Tim Curry's big reveal, then it's done, and it's real bad. But, God, that first 20, 30 minutes, if you can go to a viewing, I know UARC Bowl always does something.
And they're doing it again this year.
And the university does one, but that's a great way to spend the night, too.
Now, I don't want to get ahead, because this is still just October, but you said you love holidays and you have these traditions. Are there Thanksgiving movies and music that you listen to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
there's
we'll save
one Thanksgiving movie that I drag out every year, and it's a favorite, so
well, okay, we'll
look at that.
We'll save that for November. Wayne,
thanks.
Thank you.